Here's one of my favorite questions that I've been asking breast cancer investigators the last couple months. And that is, I'll ask these questions for your case. And here's my first question. So you've got this lady, 3 positive nodes, ER negative, HER2 positive. What's your best estimate of her risk of recurrence without any adjuvant therapy at all?
Without any adjuvant? Wow, so she has 1.2, 3 positive nodes, endocrine resistant, no adjuvant therapy at all. At 5 years, I would say that there is approximately, let's say, 40% risk of disease relapse.
Okay. And what number, this is like kind of doing adjuvant online verbally. So what number would you give for the same patient who's had chemotrastuzumab?
Well, we know that in a patient like this with endocrine-resistant disease, the hazard ratio would probably be in the rate of approximately 50%. So I would expect that probably from the 50% disease-free at 5 years without any treatment, she would go approximately to 75-78% with adjuvant chemo plus trastuzumab, because I would expect another ratio of 0.5 approximately. So if there is a 50% risk of disease relapse with another ratio of 0.5, we are going to gain a huge absolute benefit of approximately 20-25%. So we would go probably around 75% disease-free at 5 years.
Okay. What number would you give if you add in pertuzumab on top of that? How much, you know, I know it's just...
Well, in terms of absolute number, if you want, it's not so much. Because if you have a 20% risk reduction with a 25% risk of relapse that is left... Okay, so it's going to be around 5%.
Okay.
It's not huge.